George Washington and Abraham Lincoln changed the course of American history through righteous leadership. Learn the source of their strength and how you too can draw from it. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Flurry.
Greetings, everyone. Many people, and many historians as well, believe that George Washington and Abraham Lincoln were the two greatest presidents we ever had, but very few people tell you why they are great and were great in the past. If you look at their inspiring examples, you'll see that they actually gave a warning to the American people and really the British peoples and the Jewish state, other people of Israel. If you don't understand that, well, we have a book on the United States and Britain in prophecy that will explain that to you. We also have an article written a few years ago about George Washington in a Trumpet magazine, and we'll offer a copy of that to you at the end of this program. But President Washington and President Lincoln showed us examples of how to solve our major problems in our nations. That both of these men showed us that. And it applies to really all the Western world and anybody who would apply those lessons. These two presidents faced monumental crises. I mean, huge problems. The survival of nations' problems. And they solved them. And if we followed those examples, if we did, we could do the same today. Now, that may seem astounding to a lot of people, but it is the truth. This is our own history. Our own inspiring history. And God says that He will save us collectively if we learn the lessons that those men learned. And if the collective body rejects it, well, then individually he still will give you this understanding and help you to follow that example, and it will work in your life. And it will take care of you and protect you in every way. America's earliest settlers believed that America was the new Israel. And they really are Israel. And the book I mentioned earlier will explain that to you. But William Bennett wrote this in his book, Our Sacred Honor. He said, "What made this country different from all others was a prevalent belief that God played a direct and active hand in founding a people. Like the Jerusalem of old, America's new Jerusalem was to become God's promised land to the oppressed, an example to all humankind." They believed they were being an example to everybody. And that God was showing them something that the whole world needed to understand. Now, New Jerusalem, Promised Land. Angelo Codevilla wrote in The Character of Nations that Americans did equate themselves to the children of Israel. And even though they may not have literally known that, they are and were, of course, at that time, a part of Israel. Again, that's explained in our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. Here's what George Washington said in his inaugural address on April 30th, 1789. "The foundations of our national policy will be laid in the pure and immutable principles of private morality." In other words, this private morality is not a peripheral issue. This private morality is the foundation of our national policy, he said. Now, that is profound. That is profound, and almost nobody understands it today. Private morality. Private morality is the foundation of our national policy. Oh, to have our leaders say that today. Do they? Well, George Washington knew that without religion and morality, our nation was doomed. And I'll show you more about that as we go along here. He also said in 1796, in his farewell address, he said this: "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." Religion and morality, indispensable supports. Is that true today? Do we say that today? I'm afraid we don't even get close to that, do you think? What do you think about that? Washington continued saying, "In vain would that man claim tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens." He just telling everybody, he said, look, if people live by this and really had this powerful God behind them, anybody who tried to subvert those values would be fighting in vain. If people really lived by those great pillars of religion and morality. Now, many historians will tell you they don't believe that America would even exist without what George Washington did. Now, we know that God was with him, and that's the reason he was able to do what he did. The first great warrior, you could say, and he became our first president and one of the two most important presidents ever, I do believe. Here's what Angelo Codevilla said: "Early American society was one built around the biblical sanctity of marriage and family. Since the founders had no doubt that popular government is possible only among virtuous people, they revered marriage as a few people before or since." They revered marriage. I don't know how much they know about biblical marriage, but I know the Bible teaches that that marriage is a God-plane relationship. God-plane. It's a type of the first fruits marriage to Jesus Christ when he comes. What the Bible calls the first fruits are those called out before Christ's second coming. George Washington had this to say: "We have now a national character to establish." Well, how about that? A national character to establish. And in our political campaigns, they don't even mention character anymore. And George Washington said, in essence, character is everything. You see why these men were great? Do we see why? John Adams came along in his footsteps and talked about the foundation of national morality must be laid in private families. He's echoing George Washington. The foundational policy must be laid in morality and private families. How about that? Is that an example for us today? I'll tell you, we're facing some major, major, gigantic problems. And we need to learn lessons from our two greatest presidents, most people believe. We need to learn lessons from those men and see why they were great and follow their examples. Adams, who followed in Washington's footsteps, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people." Well, how about that? Our Constitution was made only for a religious and a moral people. In other words, listen, the Constitution, if you just look at the Constitution, it lets you do practically anything. But these men knew that you have to have some kind of restraint, or this Constitution would never work. And religion and morality was what they said we must have, or the Constitution will collapse And we see a lot of that happening before our eyes, don't we? And what does that mean? What does that lead to? Well, they repeat it over and over and over that it leads to anarchy. And if you want to look at the history of ancient Israel, it led to anarchy and then it led to captivity to their enemy. These are serious matters that we ought to look at and take very seriously. Alexis de Tocqueville, a French historian, wrote about democracy in America. He mentioned that religion and morality were indispensable to the maintenance of the American Republic. Why indispensable? He said that while the constitutional law of liberty allowed Americans complete freedom to do as they please, religion prevented them from doing that which is immoral and unjust. In short, de Tocqueville surmised, liberty could not be governed apart from religious faith, lest there be anarchy. What could be more clear than that? If we don't have religious faith, we're going to have anarchy. And what comes after anarchy? Well, ancient Israel tells you, and it's very, very bad news in the short run. Again, see, he's echoing what George Washington taught about religion and morality. Today, if we were to talk about private morality and public duty, well, we'd say, well, those are separate issues. But George Washington would have been appalled by leaders saying that. You don't separate morality from public duty. You must not do that. These men, in fact, all of our founders, I think every single one of them were saying the same thing. Let me give you just a short quote here from my article that I mentioned to you that we'll send to you at the end of this program. We'll show you how to get it. Consider the changes in America over the past 200 years. When Americans go from proclaiming that a free society can only exist when founded on private morality to thinking that character just doesn't matter, it is time to ask some hard questions about the future of this nation. Does character matter? Well, our forefathers were delivered from Egypt in slavery. And on Mount Sinai, that God delivered them a moral code of ethics on how to live through Moses. They told God, well, all you said we will do, but they didn't. They rebelled. And they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years because they wouldn't obey God. And finally, God let all of the adults die and just took the youth into the promised land under Joshua. Then after Joshua died, well, that was real trouble. Let me read to you what happened after Joshua died and those leaders that he established. Here's what it says in Judges 21 and verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And so what happened? Well, it led to anarchy and then captivity. Now, Judges is one of the former prophets and is actually mainly prophecy for today. And when you look around at all of our institutions that are being held in contempt today, I believe the last time I checked, Congress only had 11% rating in the polls. And what's happening to the FBI and the Department of Justice and all those intelligence agencies and the presidency and just about everything you can imagine? How much faith do the people have in that? That's why they did that which was right in their own eyes in the past, and that's why they're doing it today. We're losing trust in our institutions because of a lack of religion and morality, strong religion and private morality, and institutional morality. I'll tell you, You look at the history of Israel in 721 B.C., they were taken captive by Assyria. Then in 604 B.C., Babylon conquered the Jewish nation. These are serious times. And we need to look closely at all of these terrible problems that we're facing. See, today we've just forsaken the ideals of our forefathers as if that doesn't really matter. See, again, Alexis de Tocqueville says that any free society founded on liberty, yet without a sacred moral code to govern the actions of individuals, cannot stand. It can't stand. Well, that's exactly what Abraham Lincoln said. The very same thing. Let me give you a quote from Abraham Lincoln, taken right out of the Bible. In my opinion, they had division in several major issues. It will not cease until a crisis shall have been reached and passed. In other words, we have to pass through a crisis. And he says, why is that? Why are we going to have a crisis come upon us to learn these lessons? And he concluded by saying, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Cannot stand. Well, now, would you say we're divided today? I would say I've never seen America more bitterly divided than today. And I think it's akin to pre-Civil War attitudes. Notice what it says in Mark 3 and verse 24. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Now this is what Lincoln said just before the Civil War. Here we are on the brink of destruction. And yet we have people going around and telling lies that you couldn't even impose upon a child ordinarily. That sounds a lot like America and Britain and the Jewish state and other nations of Israel as well. Mr. Lincoln went on to say, we have been the recipients of the choicest blessings of heaven. And he went on to say that we didn't toil to make this nation great, though we vainly believe that. What is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the birthright blessings from God to America and Britain. That's what he's talking about. Maybe he didn't understand that deeply, but it's very biblical. And our book on the United States and Britain in Prophecy makes that very clear. And if you haven't read it, you need to understand that really, really vital book to open up prophecy in the Bible. But he says no other nation has grown as we have grown in wealth and numbers. Notice the conclusion, but we have forgotten God. He said that just before the Civil War. We have forgotten God. Now, can you imagine a president saying that today and telling the people that our problem is we have forgotten God? And do you think we have? Well, I think we have because I think a president would be afraid to stand up and say that because he would be scorned by most of the population, I would imagine. Well, he said, went on to talk about we've deceived our hearts into thinking we did all this ourselves by our own ingenuity. But he says, now look, we're too proud to pray to the God that made us or created us, he said. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power to confess our national sins. Wow! You mean a president is talking to those people like that? Well, I don't even hear ministers, generally speaking, talking like that today, do you? He says we have to confess our national sins. Another quote. And pray for clemency for forgiveness. And then Congress went on to declare a day of fasting and prayer that God would heal the nation. Will we go that route today? Will we follow George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and go to God to heal our nation? And first confess our sins? Well, look, it's our own history. I'm not even talking to you from the Bible. I'm talking to you from about our own history. The greatest history you could imagine if you really understand it and understand why these two presidents were so great. There was a reason why they were so great. And it goes beyond human ingenuity by a long margin. He said, we have to humble ourselves before Him and pray for His mercy, to pray that we may be spared further punishment, though most justly deserved. Wow, you talk about correcting His people and Himself. Could America do this today? Could Britain do it? Could the Jewish state do it? Who could do this today? Listen to these beautiful words. Lincoln stated, unless the great God who assisted President Washington shall be with me and aid me, I must fail. And the same omniscient mind, that almighty arm that directed and protected him shall guide and support me, I shall not fail. Let us pray that God of our fathers may not forsake us now. In other words, he said, if I follow Washington's example, I shall not fail. And he didn't. Will we follow Washington's example and Abraham Lincoln's example? Abraham Lincoln didn't go out attacking the opposition party, the Democrats. No, he didn't. He said, we, all of us, must confess our national sins and humble ourselves and not be too proud to pray before the God that created us. Now, if we really look at this closely, I tell you, you can begin to see how we could solve our problems. And the only way to solve them, frankly, the only way. Have we forgotten God? Oh, how could we not believe that today? So much more so than in the time of Abraham Lincoln, because the people would listen to him when he talked that way to them. I don't think our people today would probably even listen to that without a lot of laughter and perhaps scornful repartee or whatever they might think. But Abraham Lincoln knew he would not fail. Listen to this. This is one important lesson here I need to get to you. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. This is Matthew 12 and verse 25. Every kingdom divided against itself and brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. Every house, that means a family. That means private morality. It must be united. We can't be divided and have a beautiful family. We can't be fighting each other privately or collectively and have a strong nation. If we don't have this private morality and private religion, then we're not going to succeed collectively. But God will still look after you and protect you if you just do what He says. But the Scriptures break it down and show it gets right down to the family. That's where you have to start. If you're going to solve all these problems with children and so on, you're going to have to start with family, and that is the backbone of your entire nation. And that will show you how to solve all of your problems if you follow the examples of President Washington and President Lincoln. That's what we all must do. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Washington and Lincoln relied on biblical principles and learned from biblical examples. Every American and every human ought to do the same. Trusting in God and the Bible would truly make America great again. Request Gerald Fleury's free book, The Former Prophets, to understand a section of the Bible that is full of valuable history relevant for today. The Former Prophets consist of the Old Testament books of Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and Kings. Become immersed in the rich history and vibrant stories in these accounts. Discover relatable lessons from the lives of biblical heroes, but also realize that these books are far more than just history and a source of encouragement. They reveal the keys to success, both on the individual and the national levels. Request The Former Prophets to discover how to apply these keys in your personal life, your family, your friendships, your work, and even your free time. To America's founding fathers, character was everything. Even the irreligious among them believed that the laws of the Bible really do work. Request our free reprint article, Founded on a Rock, to learn more about the special connection between the U.S. Constitution and the Holy Bible. The founders saw America as one nation under God, absolutely dependent on the twin pillars of religion and morality. Today, too few realize the importance of these fundamental pillars. Is it any coincidence that America is now besieged by numerous crippling problems? Has the grand American experiment already failed? You'll also receive a free copy of this Key of David program titled The Religion of Washington and Lincoln. Watch it again and again to grasp the nation-saving power of faith. America sorely needs leaders like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln today. Beyond that, America needs everyday men and women who conduct themselves like these legendary presidents. Washington and Lincoln faced terrifying trials with a confidence and resolve made possible by deep trust in God. As the world hurtles toward nuclear war in this end time, that kind of faith provides the only way of escape. All our materials are available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Former Prophets, Founded on a Rock, and The Religion of Washington and Lincoln. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.